This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is asking U.S. intelligence officials to step up their investigation of the COVID-19 pandemic's origin. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
The Biden administration for months minimized the possibility that the virus originated in and then escaped from a Chinese lab. In a statement, the president says most of the intelligence community says there are two likely scenarios, a lab accident or the virus naturally spreading. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says he's giving intelligence officials 90 days to keep investigating.
To dig a little deeper, to double down.
While pushing the Chinese to cooperate. The president acknowledges the virus's origin may never be known, given Beijing's refusal to fully work with investigators. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal health officials have approved the third antibody drug to help reduce the impact of COVID-19 on infected patients, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's authorized the emergency use of a new drug with the goal of reducing hospitalizations and patient deaths. The drug comes from GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotechnology, designed to treat mild to moderate cases of COVID-19, where patients are at risk of severe illness because of advanced age or underlying health conditions. This antibody drug is given through an IV and should be administered within 10 days after symptoms develop. Health officials say the demand has been low for two similar drugs already on the market. They suspect hospitals don't have a clear picture of the drug's availability. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a two-day Mideast mission, winning valuable diplomatic support and hundreds of millions of pledges from Arab allies as he moves forward to shore up the ceasefire that ended an 11-day war between Israel and the Gaza Strip's militant Hamas rulers. But the mission made little headway in resolving the deeper issues at the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. After 2 days of talks with Israeli, Palestinian, and Arab allies, Blinken acknowledged that any resumption of peace talks remained far off. A majority of Americans apparently feel that there is discrimination that has worsened in the last year against Asian Americans, and they become targeted after being unfairly blamed for the coronavirus pandemic. A poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds nearly half of Americans believe Asian Americans encounter a great deal or quite a lot of discrimination. Between reports of more than 6,000 incidents targeting Asian Americans and videos capturing some of the assaults, activists say it's impossible for the public to ignore. They believe the fundamental increase in visibility is not going to fade. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre reaffirmed the Biden administration is in the support for the Japanese Olympic Committee's plan to proceed with the Tokyo Games despite calls for cancellation amid the Asian country's low COVID-19 vaccination rates. A major Japanese newspaper on Wednesday called for Tokyo Olympics to be canceled with the Games set to open in less than 2 months. There is a 40% chance that the world will get so hot in the next 5 years, that it will temporarily push past the temperature limit the Paris Climate Agreement is trying to prevent. This is according to meteorologists. A new meteorological organization forecast for the next several years also predicts a 90% chance that the world will set yet another record for the hottest year by the end of 2025, and that the Atlantic will continue to brew more potentially dangerous hurricanes than it used to. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is planning to devote part of its national meeting next month to the sensitive issue of which Catholics are worthy of receiving communion. Despite calls for a delay, dozens of bishops had requested the conference president, Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez, postpone the debate until a later meeting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.